Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. Amy, have you ever been around a cute puppy or a baby and you find yourself like wanting to chew on their feet or pinch their cheeks really hard?
You really squeeze them.
You just really squeeze them tight.
Hug them so tight.
Yeah, that feeling of being overwhelmed by adorableness, which is giving you the desire to squeeze or bite cute things without wanting to cause harm, that's cuteness aggression.
It is. It has a name. Okay, the girl from Despicable Me with a unicorn.
Yes, it's so fluffy! And she's squeezing it. Well, there's this really great paper. It's called It's So Cute I Could Crush It. Understanding Neural Mechanisms in Cute Aggression by Catherine K.M. Stavropoulos and Laura A. Alba. They were studying 54 test subjects. They showed them, and I love this, cute and less cute babies and animals. So they had pictures of babies, and then they would make their eyes bigger and their cheeks plumper and this kind of thing, you know, so they're cute and less cute. I know it's like, oh, your baby's not ugly enough for this study. Yeah. And then animals, they used elephants, ducks, pigs, cats, monkeys, dogs, and rabbits. And they had like baby animals and then grown up jaded animals, you know, out behind the gym.
That kind of thing. Two packs a day animal.
Yep, yep. And they found that the cuter babies and animals elicited more brain response. And for about half of all adults, they often have reactions like, I want to pinch those cheeks or I want to squeeze it. Or they say, I want to eat you up. You know, that kind of thing. Or I don't want to hurt it. I just want to eat it. I myself have, okay, so I have three cats and one of them is really laid back. And, you know, cats have their ears are really soft and fluffy.
Yes.
And if he curls up right in my face, I have on occasion found myself kind of like using my lips to go nib, nib, nib on his ears. It's really weird. I'll even do it and then I'll think, this is kind of strange. But that's that sort of cuteness aggression. And what they wanted to know was, why do we do this? Why is it that the more cute we seem to think a thing is, the more activity there is in the brain's reward system?
And why is the response, I want to squeeze you so hard? Because that's not a protection response.
It's not. Well, results indicate that feelings of cute aggression relate to feeling overwhelmed by emotion and the feeling of caretaking. So the researchers think that possibly we evolved this way. So you have to take care of a baby, and the baby's super cute. You don't have time to be gooey about it. You know, you've got work to do, diapers to change, food to make, that sort of thing. And so cute aggression helps blunt the gooey feelings so we can get our work done.
Ah, it shoots you right past. I've had arguments with the kids where you're like, this is going to be a 3-hour argument unless I cut right to the definitive statement that's going to shoot them straight over the top of the thing. That's sort of your body doing the same thing. We're going to stop this 3-hour cuddle fest. I'm shooting right over the top. So we can get on with the day.
Yep, we have a couple toe nibbles.
Okay.
And then I can move on.
Okay, that makes sense to me.
That's the theory. So that the next time you feel the need to squeeze something really hard because it's so cute, it's okay, it's normal. There's nothing wrong with you.
Wow.
Yeah, and that is a brainstorm.
Want to hear more? We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time with more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored. I feel like we should go find the cats now.